Thunder Bay, playing the role of Spoiler can be a lot of fun. That, and a lot of pride, are what the Thunder Bay Bordercats have left to play for in 2023, and on Saturday night they showed plenty of the latter, regrouping after watching the Waterloo Bucks wipe out an early 4-0 lead, and hung on to edge their opponent 7-6, damaging their playoff hopes in the process. The Bucks, who trailed La Crosse by 2.5 games heading into Saturday's action at Port Arthur Stadium, dropped to 3.5 games back, after La Crosse rallied late to beat the Minnesota Mud Puppies 14-9. It feels good, said catcher Cade Marquard, who was 2-for-4 with a pair of RBI, the first coming on a sacrifice fly in the opening inning, the second a single to right in the sixth that plated Carson Krauka with what proved to be the game-winning run. We've got a bunch of new guys and we're just trying to get comfortable, said Marquard, a redshirt sophomore at Iowa's Briarcliff University. You saw that today. Everybody's starting to play a little more loosely. So yeah, it's fun to play Spoiler against these good teams like Waterloo. The Bordercats' runs came in bunches against the Bucks. They got to Waterloo starter Seth White in a hurry, rattling off 4 straight hits to open the game. Peter Fusick, one of the few players who's been with the Bordercats all season long, started the offense rolling with a double to center, followed by singles by Carson Krauka and Blake Warner, whose grounder the other way slipped through the Waterloo infield, allowing Fusick to score easily from third. Marquardt doubled the lead with a sac fly and Ben Kesk legged out an infield single that led to an error by shortstop Elliot Good, Warner coming home on the play. The Cats added another run in the second, Kesk singling in Marquard, who had singled with one out off of Smith. The Bucks got all 4 runs back in the fourth, finally getting to Thunder Bay starter Robert Spencer, who had given up just 2 hits through 3 innings. Brandon Fish singled with one out and Michael Lippe reached on an error, leading to an Evan Morrison RBI single. Ben Gallagher plated Lippe on a fielder's choice, the Cats unable to get the ball to the plate in time to catch him running from third. Another error, this one by third baseman Ariel Gonzalez, allowed Morrison to score and Gallagher tied things up, coming home on a Drew Donaldson ground out. Spencer tossed 4.2 innings, surrendering 4 runs on 4 hits and a pair of walks, giving way to Ryan Von Krasick, who picked up the win, going 1.1 innings before running into trouble in the seventh. Undeterred, the Bordercats got back on the offensive train in the sixth, with Ethan Bell and Brandon Exley on the mound for the Bucks. Chad Herrera and Peter Fusick singled, chasing Bell with one out. Exley hit Krauka, the first batter he faced, and Warner put the Cats ahead for good with a sacrifice fly. But the Thunder Bay bats weren't done. Colton Allen singled to score Fusick and Marquardt followed with an RBI single of his own and the Bordercats were up 7-4. Waterloo clawed back in the seventh, Morrison singling in 2 to cut the Thunder Bay lead to 7-6, but Michael Perello, back on the Bordercats' active roster, shut things down. He'd go the rest of the way and was credited with the save. The pitching really came through, said Allen. We got a couple of shutout innings, a couple big pitches here and there. The bullpen did a heck of a job. The hitters just found good pitches and we kept tacking on, tacking on and tacking on. We had 15 hits. 15 hits are going to win you a lot of ball games. The Cats, 10-19, and Bucks, 19-9, wrap up their series on Sunday at 1:35 p.m. Attendance was 828.